Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, let's not forget everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it. Thank you so very much for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers driving the 18-wheelers, and please be careful if you're going up and down the East Coast, because big old nor'easter coming in today and tomorrow. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America, and you can check us out by going to our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, Denise Simon. And good morning again to you.
Good morning.
You know, I find it rather amusing that President Biden is taking another little trip today, and he's going up to Pennsylvania. And we've already been told by three of the big names that were going to be with him, that they have scheduling conflicts, and they won't be available to appear with President Biden.
Imagine that.
Well, that started with Stacey Abrams, and it's continuing now, isn't it?
Yeah, but something tells me, I think he hired Stacey Abrams. Let me see. To do something here. Hold on.
I heard a rumor, but I don't know what it is.
It came across my radar. Biden nominates former Stacey Abrams. Oh, that's what it was. Lawyer for his campaign finance chair.
Okay, so it's one of her people.
Right.
All right. Well, he's got the three big names in Pennsylvania, the Democrats running for not only U.S. Senate, but also governor and also another Senate position, because I guess they're both up this year there. I don't know. But they're none of them are showing up. None of them. Not any of them.
Well, I mean, Beto O'Rourke, you know, who's running for governor of Texas now, he didn't want Biden out there either.
No, he told him. He said, don't show up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you very much, Slow Joe. All right. Now, speaking of which, you see they got Kamala out of town. Where did she go? South America?
Honduras.
Honduras. Well, that's a great place to go. She'll have a good vacation there.
Well, there's a Marxist woman who is... Kamala's doing the inauguration thing for her.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Oh, boy. Now, the Biden administration and NATO have gotten nowhere with Russia. And I understand last night that the United States has called in or at least they're trying to call in the United Nations Security Council to have a meeting. What good is that going to do?
Well, it's just putting more people into the discussion, which means it doesn't necessarily mean it's a good thing. You know, anything United Nations is never any good. But we have this Victoria Nuland woman who's a deputy Secretary of State, who, by the way, caused all kinds of problems going all the way back with Ukraine under the Obama administration. Anyway, it has been put out there that if Russia invades Ukraine, that they will bomb, let's see how they put it, bottom of the ocean. The Nord Stream 2 pipeline will be the bottom of the sea.
Correct.
So, now the question then becomes, who's going to do that? And would that really happen? Well, I guess we have to wait and see until Ukraine's invaded. But in the meantime, interestingly enough, Germany understands the conditions if the Nord Stream 2 is stopped. Now, this pipeline, by the way, is finished. It is completely finished. There is no gas flowing through it, however, because none of it has been tested and whatnot. But Germany has been experiencing some energy shortages where they've actually had to regulate their power over there from time to time. So they do have an energy problem. But, you know, the United States could have been all along, because we used to export energy under energy independence under Trump. They could be buying it from us, but, you know, due to Biden, they're not. So now it's like, where else? So Germany has asked the United States to help coordinate other sources if, in effect, the Nord Stream 2 pipeline is found at the bottom of the sea. And that would include Qatar, which I would argue still to this day is a sanctuary for terrorists, mostly the Taliban.
All right. And by the way, the price of natural gas yesterday, folks, shot up 37%. Thank you, Joe Biden. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And Jeff is going to take us off the break here. So, Mr. Jeff, have at it.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600. I'm the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will do just that. This portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, is brought to you by Geico Insurance. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they've been saving people money for 85 years. Currently, they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 25 million customers out there, including yours truly, your humble talk radio host. Now, the local Geico office or even the Geico website, spelled G-E-I-C-O, can help you find coverage for just about everything you're driving. The car you're driving, the truck you're driving, you might have a motorcycle, an ATV, maybe you've got a boat, maybe you've got an RV. They can insure all that for you. But where you really save the money is when you bundle your homeowners or your renters, or your condo insurance policy with Geico Insurance. You will wind up saving some significant money that way. So check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, .com. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have Elliot on the line here, so I'm going to go over and pick up Elliot. Good morning, Elliot.
Yes, good morning, Captain, and good morning to Denise as well. Hey, guys, look here, I want to run this by you in 60 seconds. America, Joe Biden can be described simply as a full-pledged troglodyte. He owns that name. A troglodyte is a person who is regarded as being deliberately ignorant. Joe Biden numbers are tanking in the toilet with longtime black voters who wants nothing to do with it. Once again, he has failed his black constituents by placing them again on the back burner while pushing Simon Barr Sinister's Bernie Sanders socialist agenda. Now, the rumble in the black communities acknowledges that Joe Biden operates like an atheist socialist. that do not seem to have the guidance of Catholicism to back. Now, he has engulfed himself in riches from various countries around the world. America, if you were wondering why China leader Xi Jinping acknowledged Joe Biden as an old friend, that tone speaks of the depth of corruption within the whole Biden family. It's hard to accept anything that rattles from its vocal cord. Thanks very much, Captain. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you there, Elliot. Yeah, I can't dispute anything he said.
Thank you, Elliot. I have not heard that word troglodyte in a very long time, so I hat tip to you for using it. Biden, he's not making any of these decisions. You know, he's got a son who has some real nefarious connections, and they always concoct these things, and then they use the Biden name to advance these nefarious concoctions. So, and it's been going on a very long time. The question is, wonder if we could ever get the visitors' logs for those that went to see Biden when he was vice president under Obama. Now, wouldn't that be a very interesting thing?
Yeah, it would.
Those visitors' logs.
Yeah, it would. And who slept in a Lincoln bedroom or whatever? Yeah, sure.
Well, but I mean, remember, Kenny, that somebody made the decision to take all of Joe Biden's files and his, you know, documents and all that, and they put it, what, at the University of Delaware?
Yep,
and
under lock and key.
Accessible? Mm-hmm. Yes. And, of course, Obama did the same thing. He took everything and put it into, you know, some kind of vault until such time it goes into his presidential library, which
could
hasn't
be.
Even begun construction.
So. Mm-hmm. Now, we just got a message from Fred, and, of course, I talked about the weather quite a bit during the night, as well as what's going to be happening here. Now, we have a cold temperatures coming. We know that, and it's going to be miserable for the past the next couple of days and mornings. He says, especially in the northern part of the state, a drop in temperatures can impact the citrus crop, other crops too, field crops, tomatoes, fruits, berries, and others. That's true. Now, ironically, a freeze watch just came in on my telephone, in effect from late Saturday night through Sunday morning. Sub-freezing temperatures as low as 28 possible. Portions of southwest and west central Florida. So they're talking about the impacts of freeze and the frost conditions could kill crops, other sensitive vegetarian, and possibly damage unprotected outdoor plumbing. That's all true, and people need to adhere to that warning right now and make sure that they take whatever measures they can, right?
Well, I mean, freezing temperatures is not a new phenomenon, so I think pretty much people know what to do.
Unless they've lived here.
Do it.
Yeah, unless they've lived here a while and they forget. Okay, Bagamon Bob, what's on your mind there, sir?
Yes, sir, Captain. I saw where one of the congresspeople or senators, I can never remember which one of these guys, but was calling for the impeachment of Biden, and I was thinking to myself, well, even if it doesn't work, just the fact that they're calling for it, look out for again, who knows, maybe even some Democrats might flip on it. I just wonder what Denise thought of that idea. All right. Bye.
All right. Well, I did see that, and I forget who it was that brought it up. It wasn't one of our leaders in Congress, but somebody did mention maybe it's time to start that.
Nikki Haley.
Oh, Nikki Haley. Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're right. Uh-huh. Yeah. What do you think?
Well, you know, the only time they can necessarily do this is if, you know, there's a big change in the leadership and the numbers in the House and the Senate. So, look, and I'm not sure that it would be necessarily worth it, because, I mean, impeachment is one thing, but do we ever remove anybody after they've been impeached? The answer is no.
Now, Dan DeMann called up last hour and talked about what he thinks might happen. He says that he thinks we could see 70 to 80 new Republicans in the House of Representatives, and the Senate not necessarily flip quite so much, but we could wind up with, say, 55 or so Republicans in the Senate.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are necessarily trying to forecast that switch. I wouldn't dare do it because I think that in some places, you know, you could have some very fickle results. So, and then we don't necessarily know, you know, what kind of funny business will go on during the midterms. But I will tell you, historically, Democrat voters generally don't turn out for midterm elections in the numbers by a long stretch as compared to the general election.
That is correct. That's been a statistical fact, and that's when the Democrats have lost the most, is during the midterm of a Democratic president, first term. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens. Okay. Now, Biden's approval rating in Georgia, which is probably why Stacey Abrams ran for the hills, has dropped now to 34%. This was a state that he flipped to Democrat in 2020.
Sort of flipped.
Yeah, I know, sort of. I get you on that one. But isn't that amazing?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Now let's talk about this one, because I told you I was going to. More than half of all the patients in English hospitals right now with COVID-19 are being treated primarily for something else, new figures show. They came into the hospital with a problem, and they wound up testing positive for COVID while they were there. So does that mean they got it in the hospital, or what?
Well, you can have a non-symptomatic condition and, you know, test positive. Or are the tests accurate? Are they Chinese tests? But that's not necessarily a new phenomenon, because I think very similar statistics have been reported here in the United States in various hospitals. Same thing. You know, they have patients in there with COVID and not because of COVID. There's a distinct difference. Now, imagine how many people are living in absolute fear of all things COVID and really need to go to the hospital for kidneys or hearts or, you know, whatever other condition, and don't because of fear. So, it's ugly.
All right, I will talk to you tomorrow night, same time, same bat channel. Stay warm.
Sure.
Okay, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there, check her out, and I'll be right back with a military and veterans news segment.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
After announcing his retirement, President Biden thanked Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer for his decades of public service.
The person I will nominate will be someone with extraordinary qualifications, character, experience, and integrity. And that person will be the first black woman ever nominated to the United States Supreme Court.
Experts say the front runner on the list of potential candidates is Federal Appeals Court Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, who clerked for Justice Breyer.
Without a doubt, being a law clerk for Justice Breyer was one of the most rewarding professional experiences of my life.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he wants to move quickly to confirm a nominee. They're expected to use the same timeline they used for Amy Coney Barrett's nomination. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And oh, by the way, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you. I'll tell you where they're at. But I will also remind you, go to the website NAA.edu for more. Here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, you've heard me tell you over the years about calling up National Aviation Academy and taking the tour of one of their campuses, because they have two campuses, one in Clearwater, Florida, the other one in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston, where you can call them up at a central number and schedule an appointment to take a tour of one of those facilities. Now, the phone number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Give them a call. Pick the place, the campus you want to go to, either Clearwater, Florida, or Concord, Massachusetts. And here's what you'll be able to find out. Number one, you'll be able to talk to students. Number two, you'll be able to talk to some of the instructors. And number three, you'll be able to talk to the people that handle the money, the student loan folks that do that. Now, for you military guys and gals that are thinking of attending National Aviation Academy, anyone who's post 9/11 who has not used their military benefits, this is going to be paid for 100% for you by the military. They have the paperwork and the wherewithal, because there are military veterans that are there at National Aviation, to be able to help you and walk you through how to do that. Now, for those of you that have benefits but don't know what the benefits are, they'll be able to help you with that too. Now, maybe you won't have enough to cover the whole course, but they can get you the student loan backup, and you'll be able to take care of that way. And, of course, for civilians, you just apply for a regular student loan, and away you go. Now, somebody asked me about an age restriction, and there is an age restriction on this. You have to be 18 years of age at the time you graduate. You can start at 17, but you have to be 18 when you graduate in order to get your federal aviation maintenance license. Now, with all that being said, check them out online, NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour at either Clearwater, Florida, or Concord, Massachusetts. Well, we start the military news tonight with a move of diplomacy by the U.S. They have asked the U.N. Security Council to meet on the Ukrainian crisis, as tensions have really reached the boiling point right now. Now, this happened after the U.S. and NATO delivered counteroffers to Russia on defusing the Iranian war prospects, and nothing happened. Nothing happened. Russia rejected the U.S.'s demand and NATO's demand, and the U.S. and NATO officials rejected Russia's demand that the alliance forever close its door to the Ukraine. They said, nope, can't do that. And, of course, the Ukraine wants to be a member of NATO, because that would give them the autonomy and the defense of NATO. If Russia were to do something there, then NATO would have to do something back. What that would be, we don't know. Now, flight trackers have spotted American Rivet Joint Global Hawk Reaper and Joint Stars aircraft plus allied assets doing intel flights in and around Ukraine, as well as making weapon shipments to the Ukraine, flying in, dropping off their weapons, and flying back out again. There's a lot of that going on right now. Now, something else that happened, you might have heard me say that until we hear about medical facilities on the part of the Russians being brought into the area, this is still a he said, she said sort of scenario. Well, yesterday we got the word that Russia has moved three large mobile medical hospitals into the region, which means the playing and the monkeying around may soon be over. This may really get real in a hurry. They would not do that if they did not have plans. They would not do that. Now, the Navy has shifted the COVID-19 strategy on their ships to adhere to the CDC guidance as the Omicron variant is surging. New naval guidance for operating under COVID-19 will include shorter isolation periods for those with the virus as the Navy moves to a fully vaccinated fleet. Now, one of the problems is the CDC is still not recognizing the natural immunity that you're going to get after you get COVID. They're just not recognizing it. And I don't for the life of me understand why you wouldn't at least do
something. Whatever the something might happen to be. Now, all that being said, we have an investigation going on by the Marine Corps at Camp Pendleton, which is the third of six planned separation boards convened at the Marine Corps base Camp Pendleton, as the service weighs what to do with the officers and the senior enlisted leaders blamed for the fatal sinking of an assault amphibious vehicle off the San Diego coast two summers ago that killed the Marines on board. We'll have to wait. We'll have to see. By the way, the Commander-in-Chief, President Joe Biden, just signed an executive order making the changes to the Uniform Code of Military Justice, where sexual harassment in the military is now a crime. We'll see how that works out. Now, Russia says it has no plans to invade the Ukraine, but the U.S. and allies are planning for the worst. And Russia does threaten, and has made the threat again, retaliation if the Ukraine demands are not met. The big thing is they want the U.S. and NATO to say the Ukraine will never, ever be a member of NATO, and that's not going to happen. Now, we also know that it lists at least six Strike Eagle F-15Es are going to be flying alongside Belgian F-16s and Estonian aircraft to deter any aggression in the Balkans. They've arrived there for NATO air policing and a policing mission that they're doing. We'll see how that works out. And we had a U.S. service member that was injured, no further details, in a Mali mortar attack. Now, a U.S. military member was hurt in a mortar attack that killed a French soldier over the weekend, according to the U.S. Africa Command, who told us about it on Wednesday. We also know that there are thousands of U.S. troops now on heightened alert for a possible NATO mission in Eastern Europe. Those troops are already, some of them, in Europe. And we'll see what happens next. Okay, don't go anywhere. I'm coming back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. And we're going to check in with him and see what the weather's like up there where he's at as he gets ready to get the snow shovel crew working up there.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All right, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, although we might have a different name for him here in a minute. I'll tell you that after I read you this. It's brought to you by Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever with the flagship MDX Sport Utility that's made a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away a leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a few new, more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, a 345-horsepower engine, plus some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers, which are also heated, which is going to come in handy come Sunday and Monday morning down here. Now, that really feels fantastic. And, of course, Moss Acura offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. Don't forget, Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life and the You Serve, You Save program is alive and well at Moss Acura. Remember, active military, veterans, first responders, church pastors, all get a great deal because of that. Now, they're located on North Ford Avenue, right next door to Moss Nissan. Find them online at Moss MAUSAcura.com, Moss, MAUSAcura.com. Only a 30-minute drive north to St. Pete. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, here he is, Nanook in the north, the abominable snowman up here in Long Island, where, Chris, tell me I'm wrong, I hear they could get 3 feet of snow out east of you, maybe even where you're at.
Oh, I didn't hear that yet. I haven't looked at the weather yet this morning. That would be major. I live here on Long Island. It is very, very hilly. Most of the roads are two-lane. It's very, it's hard to explain. It's not, you know, it's not all open and wide. You know, there's little towns and stuff along the water here. It's going to be, most certainly, it's going to be tough to get around. You know, the funny thing is the number one dealership, Jeep dealership in the country is here right near where we live because, again, it's, you know, everybody's got one.
Well, let me tell you what I got right here in front of me because I've been waiting to read this for you to come on. It says a powerful nor'easter is expected to develop off the mid-Atlantic coastline on Friday before impacting eastern parts of the Northeast and New England this weekend. Numerous hazards are likely from heavy snow, with significant accumulations across eastern Long Island could be up to 3 feet. New England also will have gusty winds, as well as Long Island, coastal issues. In fact, the combination of the snow and the winds may actually result in blizzard conditions, and you are under a winter storm warning. I can see it right now. I'm looking at the weather map.
Yeah, you know, it's actually, my son has a scrimmage. Their lacrosse season starts next weekend, but they have a scrimmage against, you know, an area you're familiar with. They're playing Hobart this tomorrow. They're actually leaving this morning because of the weather, so they can get there before it.
Well, I bet you, because coming back's going to be an adventure.
Yeah, they're not coming back until Sunday. They're staying there both days.
Okay, well, lucky them. Now, and lucky you, because now what are you going to? Where's this shovel brigade going to start here?
Well, I still have two. One of the shovel brigade is away. He's in college. I got two left. Got two. So they'll be here.
Well, you might have to invest in a snowblower.
Well, you know, it's going to be business 101, where I'm going to explain to my kids that you know, you can start knocking on doors and making some money by shoveling driveways like we used to do.
Yeah, that's right. You're absolutely right. Now, and by the way, when I got my four wheel drive with my snowplow, I was very popular in the wintertime.
Oh yeah, without a doubt.
Now, durable goods orders have fallen very sharply, especially in December to close out 2021. They declined by a much sharper than expected 0.9%. The government thought it was going to be 0.5%, so it almost doubled what they lost.
Well, listen, you know, a lot of, yeah, we're still dealing with supply chain issues. We are. That's the reality.
Oh, I know.
So, you know, that's just one of the reasons why even companies that did extraordinarily well. I mean, Apple announcement yesterday said that, yeah, supply chain has been most certainly an issue. And they said that it's improving to some degree, but that most certainly hurt durable goods orders.
Yeah, and now we're hearing that the home sales market is starting to get a bit of a shock with a 6.9% collapse back in November. It hasn't rebounded, and they don't know if it will yet or not because of inflation.
Well, inflation is, you know, it's something we're going to be working through over the course of the year. It's pretty much hit everything. You know, it's just, it really is. It's hard to, you know, pick an area where it hasn't hit. You know, everything is going up in price. You know, and it's also hard to find. Yeah, believe it or not, our coffee machine broke. Okay, I got to have my coffee, being up early in the morning, something that I happen to enjoy. You can't find coffee machines, for crying out loud.
Wow.
And the price under the roof. It's amazing.
Well, they're made overseas, most of them.
Yeah. Well, again, we decided that. We had people that are in office for a long period of time that, structured deals with China and big business that to move our supply chain over there, and we're feeling it now.
Okay, we will see what happens, but you know, that's not good. And by the way, I was just thinking here, Mr. Coffee, that's who it was, moved their coffee machine manufacturing plant out of California down to Mexico. I don't know if that has anything to do with any of this, but let's talk about the U.S. being far behind Russia's polar plan for the Arctic Silk Road. Have you heard about that? The big mega ports in the north up there in the middle of the North Pole?
Well, that always seemed to me like a great way to go, simply because, you can have goods shipped by train all the way up to that, area of Russia. I remember that old when they made fun of Sarah Palin, I could see Russia in my house, which she never said. It was just a Saturday Night Live gimmick. It is close. Those are tough waters there. But I remember for a while they were thinking about actually building some sort of bridge between the two. I think it's something, the engineering behind something like that would be fascinating, but it would most certainly speed up the supply chain from the Far East to where we are.
Sure, absolutely. And speaking of that, we're talking about infrastructure again because of all the people to bring up the infrastructure bill. The progressives are urging the Senate Democrats to pass the infrastructure bill by March the 1st. I don't know why the deadline in there. Do you?
I don't. I'm not sure. A lot of these things out here, it's hard for me to get my arm around.
Yeah, and of course, they can't do anything in the Senate. They're pretty much landlocked right now because they have no idea if the Democrats are going to get their 50 votes they need all the time.
Well, whether it be with the Supreme Court situation, it's kind of funny if you think about it. If Biden, actually, I don't think he's going to, appoints Kamala Harris, she could be the deciding vote and vote for herself.
Yeah, I heard that.
Kind of screwy. But it's a good thing if you want to get people from the other side. This is what you want to force compromise on certain things. We're not a democracy. We're not. You want to force compromise on issues. You want people to come on the other side. This is my major problem that I had with Obamacare, because it started there. Major piece of legislation, entitlement legislation that you couldn't get any Republicans on board. I mean, even if you go back to programs in the 1960s, LBJ programs, he got Republicans to vote for that. Mm-hmm. That was bipartisan. I disagree with a lot of things that they did. At least you got the other side. And that's kind of the key here. It prevents people from being, so far out of whack, that it causes problems down the road. And that's why you have the filibuster. That's why you look to get the 60 votes, and you look to get people to come to your side.
Yeah. And, obviously keep your eyes on the ball. It's constantly moving, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, retail investors have kept buying billions worth of stocks on Fed Day. Don't know what that has to do with the price of tea in China, but it was the highest figure since a peak of November 30th, 2021, namely $1.66 billion in equities transferred this week.
Well, it's been a very, very volatile week, and I expect the volatility to continue. But again, I've seen this movie before, and I know it's going to happen.
Well, I want you to talk to me Monday from the snow belt of the world up there, and we'll see how high the snow drifts are around your house. How's that?
Sounds good.
All right, you take care, Chris. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, and yeah, they're going to get hit big time up there where he's at with a big nor'easter. Be right back.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.